Francis issued a letter to Catholics around the world Monday condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Pope Francis vows this will never happen again.
But he does not go into any detail about what concrete measures he is prepared to take. The Pope is the only one who can sanction bishops who cover up for priests, so it's really in his hands as to how he wants to address the scandal of cover-up in particular.
Francis demanded accountability in response to new revelations in the United States of decades of misconduct by the Catholic Church. Francis begged forgiveness for the pain suffered by victims and said lay Catholics must be involved in any effort to root out abuse and cover up. After 65 years of separation, hundreds of relatives have been reunited for just a few hours as North and South Korea hold their first reunion in 3 years. VOA's Martin Sechrist has more.
Separated families from North and South Korea wept and embraced on Monday as the neighbors held their first reunion in 3 years for relatives wrenched apart for decades by the Korean War. About 330 South Koreans embraced 185 relatives from the North with tears of joy and disbelief. Some struggled to recognize family, having not seen them in more than 60 years. The brief reunions are set to total around 11 hours over the next 3 days in the North's tourist resort of Mount Kumgang. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
More than 2 million Muslims gathered at Mount Arafat on Monday for a vigil to atone for their sins and ask God's forgiveness as the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia reached its climax. Pilgrims clad in white robes signifying a state of purity spent the night in an encampment around the hill where the Prophet Muhammad gave his last sermon. This is VOA News. A Myanmar judge has set Monday, August 27th, as the date for the verdict in the trial of two Reuters journalists charged with obtaining official documents. Prosecutors say that two men were arrested carrying secret documents relating to events in the Rakhine State. The reporters say they were set up. U.S. President Donald Trump continues rallying against the special counsel's Russia investigation a day after his personal lawyer uttered a memorable line. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president's calling Bob Mueller's investigators a national disgrace, Democrat thugs who are looking for trouble and enjoying ruining people's lives. Yesterday, he called the probe McCarthyism at its worst. Lawyer Rudy Giuliani is again pushing back against having Mueller's team interview the president, saying it wouldn't accomplish much.
When you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
Which led to an exchange with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
It isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's national security advisor John Bolton attacks what he calls wretched Iranian nuclear deal signed between world powers and Iran, which the United States backed out of earlier this year.
It's why President Trump withdrew from the wretched Iran nuclear deal. It's why he is reimposing economic sanctions. It's why we've worked with our friends in Europe to convince them of the need to take stronger steps against the Iranian nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program.
Bolton spoke in Jerusalem, where he met for a second consecutive day with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Unknown attackers have fired shots at a security booth outside the U.S. Embassy in Turkey's capital, but U.S. officials say no one was hurt. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
Ankara governor's office said six shots were fired from a moving white car towards the embassy compound early morning. Three of the bullets hit the gate and a window. The statement said the investigation was ongoing and the suspect or suspects have not yet been identified. I'm Zaria Shakli.
The European Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs said he hoped Greece would make further economic progress and undertake social reforms after Greece exits from its final three-year bailout program worth about $70.6 billion. Pierre Moscovici was speaking during an interview with French radio station France Inter. Since early 2010, Greece has relied on the biggest bailout in economic history, more than $300 billion lent by its Eurozone partners and the International Monetary Fund. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.